Carly Russell disappeared after calling 911 about 2 weeks ago to report the wandering toddler. She returned home 2 days later and told police she'd been abducted and forced into a vehicle. Russell later said the story was fabricated. Hoover, Alabama Police Chief Nick Derzis says Russell turned herself in and was released on bond.
Her decisions that night created panic and alarm for the citizens of our city and even across the nation. As the concern grew that a kidnapper was on the loose, using a small child as bait.
Derzis says he realizes people will be frustrated. Russell was only charged with two misdemeanors.
I, too, share the same frustration, but existing laws only allow the charges that were filed to be filed.
Audio from WBMA. Russell apologized. Her lawyer asked for prayers and forgiveness as she addresses her issues and attempts to move forward. I'm Ed Donahue.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,